We are in Simen Tov Samach Gimel, and we are up to Sif Beis. Now, the Mechaber already in Sif Aleph was discussing singeing, lightly toasting two stalks of wheat together. And he said that there was no problem. We don't have to worry about water coming out of one from the other and being machmitzit, because that water is considered mei peiros. And the Mechaber Lishitaso holds that mei peiros are not machmitz so long as there's no other water added to it. Now he goes further. Vatika shehu tavshil ha'osui mishemen umelach im kemach. Vatika is a dish, which means it is cooked. It is made of oil, salt, and flour. Mutter, the Mechaber says that that is mutter. As long as there's no water in it. Now, why is this mutter? Because shemen is mei peiros. So the problem they all ask is melach, salt. We learned before that salt will have a din mayim. Now, we discussed then that there are two kinds of salts. There's sea salt that definitely has a shem mayim. And then there's mine salt, where pashtus is not considered water. Others say it is water because once it melts, it has water-like properties. The question is that the same Mechaber who told us that you have to make sure that you have no grains of wheat sitting in your salt because of the chashash that is considered mayim and it's able to be machmitz. So why, when you're dealing with oil and salt, don't we consider that mei peiros together with mayim, and even according to the Mechaber, it should be machmitz miyad, and how can you have flour there? So the Mishnah Berurah actually brings a Ritva who has three different approaches to this. So he says like this. The first thing he says is it could be talking about mine salt, and mine salt is not considered water. The second pshat he says is that even if we consider mine salt to be water, but if it is such a small amount, that amount of water would not activate the oil to be machmitz the flour. A third pshat he says is that what we're talking about is that the way they prepared this dish is that they used to mix the oil. They would cook the flour in the oil. They would fry the flour in the oil first and only add the water later after it was fully fried, in which case it could no longer be chametz. So Lamaisa, one of these terutzim is going to be pshat in the Mechaber. Says the Ramah now, Hagol, Adidon, Shnogin, Lachber, but Mei Peiros comes also. The Ramah's shita was that Mei Peiros alone, even without water, we are choshesh or machmitz. As a result of that, we do not make any matzah with Mei Peiros whatsoever. We hold that not only is it machmitz, but it could be machmitz much earlier than water does. So as a result of it, we are machmir not to make matzah shira, any kind of matzah that is made with mei peiros. So we would not be allowed to make this dish either. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out something that we raised in yesterday's day, which was the Mechaber mentioned this halacha that you're allowed to go and singe two stalks of wheat, and we don't have to worry about the liquid coming out of one into the other, because that liquid is considered mei peiros. The Ramah over here reminds us that he argues with the Mechaber and holds that one is not to make any kind of flour dish with mei peiros. Why is it that in Sif Aleph he didn't say anything? So at that point we raise the question, will the Ramah be will he agree with the Mechaber, will he argue with the Mechaber? Mishnah Berurah here brings down that the poskim learned that the Mechaber, that the Ramah in Sif Aleph would not disagree, and they bring two reasons. Number one, because you're not dealing with actual water, you're dealing with a chashash. I mean, not with actual mei peiros. You're dealing with a chashash that mei peiros will come out of the stalk as you're singeing it, which may or may not happen. It's not especially common, and as a result of it, The Ramah did not disagree. The Ramah said that to go ahead and do it in a way that I'm only choshesh it's going to happen, if it's not clear that it's really the case, then it would be mutter. A second pshat, he says, is that when it happens on its own, it's mutter. It's only a maisa biyadayim to actually go ahead and put the water into it, that's also. But if the water just forms, the meperis, sorry, form by themselves, that the Rama would never aser. Now the Shaar HaTzion points out that there's a difference between these two reasons, and that is, are you allowed to go and take a pot of and fill it with stalks of wheat, meaning the wheat that's still in its shell, and put them into the oven and toast them? That according to the first, he wants to say that according to the first reason, which is that we don't know that there's going to be anything coming out of it. That's only when you're dealing with two individual ones. When you're dealing with a pot full of shibboleth, when you're dealing with a pot full of them, they're sitting in a pot and it's full. The moisture is going to collect. You can be sure that there's going to be liquid coming out of the stalks. And as a result of it, he says that there we would not have the first teretz. Whereas according to the second teretz, it would actually be mutter. Siv Gimel. Carmel, which is still soft grain. It hasn't hardened yet. What they normally do is when they harvest the grain, they have it sit out in the fields for months to dry. So this is the grain before it's dried. So the way to eat it is shemahavin also bu'ur. First you toast it, and then the tochlin also, and then they grind it. Ein mevashlin hakemach shelo b'mayim. Really, mi'ikar adin, once you toast grain, it cannot turn into chametz. Toasted grain cannot possibly become chametz. So that being the case, it should have been mutter after you toast this flour, after you toast the grain and then grind it down into flour. That flour should be mutter even to cook in water. But the Mechaber says you're not to do it. Shema lo nikla b'ur yafa, because we're afraid that it wasn't toasted well enough. V'nim tzamach misk shema vashlin also. And it'll turn to chametz when you cook it. This is with regard to toasted grain. Now, what happens if you actually did this? The Mishnah Berurah says that we will even aser the food afterwards b'di'eved. If you went and put this flour into another dish, he says that it's also even b'hanah, because it's a real sveika d'oraisa. He says that it's mamish a matzah, a chash of chametz d'oraisa. Now, with regard to toasting flour, with regard to toasting flour that was toasted and then baked, that may be a little better, and then cooked, that may be a little better, because when you toast the grain, it could be that the inside of it didn't get toasted well enough. But when you toast flour, I mean, flour is powder. If you put that into the oven, it definitely gets toasted. So some say that you're allowed to lemaisa. We don't do it lechatchila, and the only shayla is b'di'eved. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not eat it. You're allowed to be nana from it, and you're allowed to keep it until after Pesach. Now, how about a baked matzah where you find that there was some flour that wasn't kneaded well? There's some loose flour within the matzah, and it got baked in the oven. The Mishnah Berurah said that's worse, because since it's inside a matzah, we're afraid that it did not get baked well in the process, and you cannot have water with it. So one case where everyone would agree that you can't eat gebrachts is matzah that ended up having some flour in it that did not mix well in the knead, and was only toasted. We're afraid that it wasn't toasted well enough, and it could still become chametz. So there you could not go and put it into your soup. Says the Mechaber now, v'chein, k'shemolin ha-kederes ha-kadoshes. Says the Ramah, what does that mean? Pirish ha-noslin kemach l'toch ha-machal ha-hakfos. When they want to give body to food, to a dish, they add flour to it. Eim avashemem elamatza afuya shechazer v'toch no'osa. You cannot go and put flour in there because you're going to be baking. According to some, that's even toasted flour, like was just mentioned. But you're not allowed to put flour into it to thicken it. All you can do is put matzah meal. It means ground matzah that was already fully baked. That we know will not become chametz. Eim avashmel matzah fuy shechazer v'tochnu osa. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there's another pshat in this, and what they used to do is in order when they got a new pot, the finale in really making this pot usable was they used to cook up some kind of mixture of flour and water in it. And that, the Mechaber is saying, you should not do with raw flour, because by cooking it, it will become chametz.